All right, so we're diving deep today into something kind of cool. Tom Parks being named Carmel Citizen of the Year for 2025. And for those of you who like to dig a little deeper, we're going to look at why this isn't just, some heartwarming local story, but it's actually part of like a really fascinating tradition they have in Carmel by the Sea.
Yeah, like when you look into Carmel's history, there's this really interesting pattern. You see people who are super involved in the creative arts, especially writing and theater, and also in public service, giving back to their community.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like this Carmel Trinity, you might call it. And getting that is key to understanding why this whole Tom Parks thing is such a big deal.
So this Carmel Trinity Writing Theater and Public Service, it's like the place has its own cultural DNA or something. Can you give us some examples of how that played out back in the day?
Oh, totally. Like Herbert Herron, for instance, he wasn't just the guy who started the Forest Theater and wrote tons of plays that were performed there. He was also mayor for 2 terms.
Wow.
And he was writing all the time, like a total multitasker. And then you have Helen Parks. She was a playwright, but she was also on the board of trustees, which is kind of like the city council now. And she was a big deal in the early days of both the Forest Theater and the Arts and Crafts Club.
It's amazing how these folks weren't just focused on one thing.
Exactly, like Frederick Bechdolt. He was a famous author and playwright, but he still had time to be a trustee, the postmaster, even the police commissioner.
No kidding.
Perry Newberry owned and edited the Carmel Pinecone and wrote a ton for it. But he was also a trustee and he fought for the village's very first zoning laws. And we can't forget Edward Custer, the founder of the Golden Bough Theater. He was a playwright too, and he wrote these super influential columns. And he was a powerful speaker who actually helped decide where the Harrison Memorial Library would be built.
So it sounds like this tradition of creative community involvement goes way back.
Hold on.
And now we get to Tom Parks. The sources say he's been a huge part of Carmel's cultural scene for over 3 decades, especially with his dedication to live theater done by local talent. It's a really long time to be so involved.
It is. It really shows how dedicated he is to keeping this Carmel spirit alive. He didn't just move to Carmel. He really immersed himself in the culture and worked to make it even better.
Well, and Tom's life before Carmel is pretty interesting, too. He grew up in the Bay Area, went to UC Berkeley, served in the Army, and then he was in Hollywood working with some big names like Bob Hope, Della Reese, George Burns, Jack, Mean Carol Burnett, the Smothers Brothers, Burl Ives.
Wow, that's quite the lineup.
Right. So what do you think that contrast between Hollywood and Carmel tells us?
Well, what I find interesting is how it might show a change in his priorities. Hollywood is all about big-time commercial entertainment, but moving to Carmel and getting so deeply involved in local theater and community life suggests maybe he wanted something more personal, a way to make a more direct impact.
And his impact is clear when you look at all the public service he's done all those years with the Library Foundation Board, including being president multiple times and editing their newsletter. It's really impressive. It seems like the Harrison Memorial Library has been a big focus for him, just like it was for Custer.
Absolutely. That long-term dedication to the Library Foundation shows how much he values the intellectual and cultural life of Carmel. And then when you see how he's worked as a counselor with the Alliance on Aging, helping older folks, you see another side of his commitment to the community, really getting involved with people's needs. And then there's his long history with the Carmel Residents Association and serving on their board. It all paints a picture of someone who's deeply invested.
And then there's his writing. He's been the editor of The Voice, the CRA's publication, for the past decade. They say it's this mix of local history, humor, and community commentary with a section called Cheers and Chides. It sounds like a really important source of information and opinions for the community.
It does. And editing something like that takes more than just good writing skills. You have to really understand the community, its history, what's going on right now, and what issues people care about. And the fact that he even used his creative writing skills while he was in the army shows how much writing has always been a part of his life.
But you could argue that Tom Parks really carries on that Carmel Trinity through theater, 26 plays written, produced, and directed mainly at the Cherry Center for the Arts, everything from musicals to mysteries. That's a huge contribution to Carmel's artistic scene.
Definitely. And the fact that he's brought historical figures to life on stage, like Gertrude Stein, Dorothy Parker, and Charles Lindbergh, shows how passionate he is about storytelling and connecting people with their cultural heritage and those specific moments in history.
It all really brings us back to Herbert Herron, doesn't it? The parallels between them are pretty striking. Herron arrived in 1908 and started the Forest Theater. He was so committed to Carmel's values, and he expressed them through his writing, his plays, and his public service, just like Tom Parks.
It's true. Heron wanted the Forest Theater to be this central place for community life, where locals could be involved in every part of theater, especially producing original works by Carmel residents. And just like Heron's work created this cultural hub, with the Forest Theater Park's work at the Cherry Center is doing something similar today.
And Heron's influence went beyond the arts. He was into architecture. We're actually celebrating the 100th anniversary of his 7 Arts building this year. And he was mayor for 2 terms. People called him the poet mayor. His campaign platform back in 1938 was all about sound budgeting transparency, preserving the village's beauty, and governing in a neighborly way. It's pretty amazing how relevant that still sounds today.
I know, it's amazing, right? And it says a lot that even back then he was pushing for creative ideas like colored sidewalks and appreciating things like brick sidewalks, stone curbs, trees, flowers. The Monterey Peninsula Herald called him a symbol of preserving Carmel's beauty, which really captures his impact.
It shows this ongoing theme in Carmel's history. People who are really dedicated to the community's cultural and civic life. And that's why giving Tom Parks the Citizen of the Year Award feels so right. He's clearly following in the footsteps of these amazing people, making Carmel a better place with all his different contributions.
So when we look at Tom Parks being named Carmel Citizen of the Year for 2025, it's more than just about one person's accomplishments. It's about recognizing a tradition in Carmel, this powerful mix of creative expression and public service, a legacy that people like Herbert Heron championed and that Tom Parks is carrying on today.
And it makes you think, doesn't it, about your own community. What are those unique things that shape its character? Who are the people who, like Tom Parks and Carmel, give back in so many ways and really become part of the place they call home? Often it's those multifaceted people who leave the biggest mark.
That's a great point.
It's definitely something to think about.
It is.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
My pleasure.
Until next time.
We